It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I don't know what it is about people always wanting to be completely honest with their significant other. What? You know, it's okay to have a few secrets. You don't have to tell your significant other everything. For example, I'd rather not tell my partner what happened at the zoo last weekend. The incident was printed in the papers, if she finds it herself, then fine, but I'm not going to go out and just tell her what happened.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to know that one.
Anyway, that's a situation that one of our listeners is in. Her name is Teresa, and she has a secret that she wants to spill, and she needs our help to do it. What's up, Teresa? How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. How are y'all?
Not too bad. Yeah. Did you hear what happened at the zoo?
No, and I don't want to know.
Okay, yeah. Good.
All right. Neither did that rhino.
So why don't you tell us what you want to do today with your Awkward Tuesday phone call?
Well, I really want to call my boyfriend because I've kind of been keeping a secret from him.
Okay, ooh. And how long have you and your boyfriend been together?
We've been together for 2 years now.
Okay, that's obviously a serious relationship and one that shouldn't be having secrets.
Yeah, but this one is kind of a big one.
Ooh.
How big are we talking? Like, is it something that could ruin your whole relationship?
Possibly. I don't know. That's why I've been feeling so guilty about it.
Oh, my gosh. I want to know the secret now. I feel like I should say, what did you do? But maybe that's not what the secret is. I don't know.
I don't know why I didn't share this with him, like, when we've had talks with one another. But back at the start of our relationship, we've been dating less than a month. Mm-hmm. I was visiting friends in and my friends and I went out to a bar, and I happened to meet a big celebrity. And
that's what you want to, and you haven't told him you met a celebrity before? That is a big secret.
Would we know the celebrity that you met?
Let me just, like, finish the story.
Okay.
So I actually went over and started talking to him, and the next thing I knew, we are back at his hotel room.
Oh.
And, you know, we kind of did some stuff.
Oh. Ooh. Had you had the relationship-defining talk with your boyfriend at this point, since at this time you'd only been dating a couple weeks?
Right. So, no, we had not had that conversation yet.
So, for 2 years, you've been holding on to feeling guilty about hooking up with a celebrity in the first couple weeks of dating your boyfriend?
Yes, because at the time, I didn't know how this relationship was going to go or how long it would last. And now, I'm definitely at a point where we're getting very serious, and I feel like it's going to come out some other way.
Okay, do you know that he was only sleeping with you at the time, or was he also hooking up with people on the side?
To my knowledge, he was not hooking up with anyone else at that time.
Okay, is he going to be impressed by the celebrity? I'm just thinking of ways to soften the blow.
Can you
like,
tell us?
Well, that makes me mad, but good job.
I don't think he's going to be impressed.
Is he a jealous dude?
Not typically, no, but I think that guys can get threatened by that, especially when I tell them who it is.
Who is it?
Yeah, who is it? Is it The Rock? Is it The Rock?
Ooh, I was thinking The Rock.
Yeah. The Rock's been married. The Rock's married. He's a family man.
Yeah, okay.
I really don't want to say, because the point of the story is not even about who it is. It's just that this happened and now I'm feeling guilty about it.
I feel like you're missing the point of the story for us, but that's okay.
Yeah, the point of this isn't for me to like brag about what happened.
Do you think who it is makes a difference, though?
I don't know. It might to him.
Well, and here's the thing about it, though. I feel like that it would make it easier to digest this information because, one, he will know that it's never going to happen again. I mean, like, you're not still in contact with this celebrity, are you?
No.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I guess it's killing me.
Yeah, can you tell us who it is?
Okay. Have you guys ever seen the show Mad Men?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Well, it was Jon Hamm.
Oh, my God. Oh. Dude, are the rumors true? Is that thing, like, you can see it in his pants line?
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
He's got a big old
yeah, no, that's the thing about Jon Hamm that a lot of people talk about. They say that he's very, very gifted downstairs. You've seen it in the pictures, too, that they've taken of him, like the paparazzi and stuff.
Yeah,
he's carrying around a Louisville Slugger at all times.
Seriously. It's like a third leg. Are you okay?
No comment on those rumors.
That is confirmation.
Well, I feel like that does make a difference, though, because of the rumors about him.
Oh, yeah.
That might affect your boyfriend differently than if it was like, I don't know, Steve Buscemi.
Oh, you know? God. He'd probably be more mad. Like, you slept with Steve.
Yeah. Are you going to tell him who, or are you just going to be like an unnamed celebrity?
He's definitely going to ask who, and I feel like it's only fair to give the entire story.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're going to be honest, you might as well be honest, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Get it all out.
I don't know. How are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling really guilty, and like now is really the time where we need to be completely honest with each other, because I definitely see our relationship going somewhere, and I just need help on how to break this to him without completely devastating him.
I feel like he needs to understand that any woman would have done what you did in your position, and I have a lot of empathy for you.
You're jealous.
Oh my God. I mean, they didn't have the relationship defining talk yet.
No, but they were together technically.
I know, but it's John Hamm. I mean, like, if Rihanna was in the room and she offered it to you guys, and you know, you were in a couple week relationship, you wouldn't turn it down.
I'd like to say I would, but yeah.
I wouldn't turn down John Hamm.
Oh, see?
All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back and you can call your boyfriend and tell him that you got hammed. Yeah? All right, hold on. We'll do it right after this. Hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Right in the middle of today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. And if you're just joining us, Teresa is on the phone. And today she wants to call her boyfriend to break the news that when they were first starting to date, she hooked up with a celebrity, and that celebrity is John Hamm. Wow. If you don't know who he is, he's a dude that started Mad Men, and he's kind of known around Hollywood for being a very good actor, but also carrying a lot of lumber, if you know what I mean. So she needs to tell her boyfriend that she hooked up with him.
And you've never made any claims about how he's the biggest or the best you've ever had.
Oh, no.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Good.
You could always just go with the standard. You're perfect, though. Yeah. Like, you're just perfect for me.
The only time,
you know,
I hate being
if
perfect.
He's really disturbed by the fact that you slept with John Hamm once.
Yeah, I tell him that all the time.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now, and then you can tell him that you were with John Hamm. I don't even know how to say it, but you can tell him that, all right? I'm going to dial his phone number. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Just, you know, having a cup of coffee, enjoying the morning. Sorry, I didn't recognize the number. Didn't know it was you.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to check in. Do you still want to go to that Italian place for dinner?
Yes. Yes, definitely. I need me some tiramisu.
Okay, so after work, we'll just head over there?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, cool. There is something else I need to talk to you about.
Okay. Is everything all right?
Yeah. There's just something that I've been keeping from you for a while, and we're just so close now, and things are getting really serious, and I just don't think we should have any secrets between us.
Okay. Something you've been keeping from me? So is this like a bad thing, bad news?
No, it's like, it's not a big deal. It's just like, back when we first hooked up, like, a long time ago, like, we had only been on a couple of dates, and something happened, and I didn't know if it was, like, a big deal at the time, but I feel like it's something that you would want to know, and so...
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. Whatever it was, I'm sure it's not as big as you're making it in your head. It's okay.
Okay, so remember when I went to New York with my friends, like, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were out one night, and I got approached by some guy. Some things happened, and it turns out that it was, like, a famous celebrity.
You got hit on by a celebrity?
No, like, he came up and talked to me, and then, you know, like, we left together, and, like, we went to his place, and some stuff happened.
Stuff happened.
It's not a big deal. It happened, and it was someone famous, and I just felt like you should know.
I mean, it feels like it's a bit of a deal. I just, you know, if you know, stuff happened, you know, whatever. I just kind of want to know, you know?
Okay, yeah, like, I know, but it was just a one-time thing, and, like, it didn't mean anything.
Okay, I get that. It would just, I want to know who it was, and it would just help me knowing who it was.
Okay, don't freak out, okay?
Okay, I just, okay.
Okay, well, do you know the show Mad Men?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, the main guy, John Hamm, it was him.
Wait, John Hamm?
Yeah.
You're telling me that you went to New York and then slept with John Hamm?
Again, it's not a big deal. Like, it was a one-time thing. It's just
I'm sure it was just a one-time thing, but it's still a big deal. I mean, it's John Hamm. You know what people say about him, right? You know the reputation he's got.
Okay, but yeah, like, people say a lot of things about a lot of people.
Yeah, they say a lot of things about a lot of people, but what they say about him is that he's, like, packing, and he's not a man to be slept with lightly, you know?
Oh, my God. Babe, it's like I said, like, it's not a big deal.
It is a big deal. He's, like, the horse of Hollywood. How can it not be a big deal? He's got a big deal. Please, please tell me you're joking. Tell me this didn't happen. You're just joking. Come on.
It did happen. Like,
oh, my God. Come on. Oh,
calm down. Babe, like, it is not a big deal, though.
Come on. Have you seen the pictures? Like, have you looked at TMZ and People and all those trash magazines? Like,
oh, my God.
Have you seen? He's a big deal. Like, a big deal.
No, I don't look at that stuff. Like, seriously.
Okay, yeah. You don't need to look at the pictures because you've seen the real thing. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why settle for it secondhand, you know?
Hey, you said you weren't going to freak out if I told you, and now you're freaking out.
I thought I wasn't going to freak out, but then you told me that it was him and, like, anybody else, like, or any other bad news. I don't care. It's just, like, you could tell me my whole family died in some freak tragic accident. That would have been easier to handle
oh
than
my
you
God.
Sleeping with damn John Hamm.
Seriously, do not compare yourself to John Hamm.
I can't compare myself to John Hamm. I'm a quarter of the guy that John Hamm is. You stack four of me on top of each other, then we're approaching the same ballpark as John Hamm.
A little too much information there.
Hello?
Brian.
What's going on here?
Hey, Brian, what's up, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
Hi, Brian.
It's who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
What the f*** are you guys doing here?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. I'll answer it for you. So we do a segment on our show called The Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. And Teresa told us that she wanted to come clean and tell you the truth. And so that's what this is all about.
Is this like one of those radio prank calls or is this
no,
like a real thing?
No, it's not a prank. It's a real thing.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry that we had to do it this way, but I just felt like this was going to be, like, really weird news to share with you. And I thought, like, maybe this would make it a little better.
Did it make it better?
No.
No. Wait.
Doesn't sound like it.
You're not, like, upset at her sleeping with someone when you guys first started dating. You're just upset at the fact that she slept with John Hamm. And am I correct in understanding what you were saying?
Yes, I'm upset at that. I'm also not wild about this being a public conversation.
I can see that. No one can stack up to John Hamm. You're fine,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude, nobody.
I know that nobody can stack up to John Hamm, and that's the point, because all I can think about now is her with John Hamm, and then her with me, and if she's disappointed that I am not as good as John Hamm, like, what do we even do from here? Where do we, like, do we break up? Like, what do we do now?
Calm down. It was just one, like, wild, crazy, insane night, and that's it.
Wild, crazy, insane, that's I can't give you wild, crazy, fun, and insane nights. Like, that's not...
You know what I meant. I'm telling you that doesn't matter, that I love you, and I want to be with you, and this didn't mean anything, but I just care about you enough that I felt like it was better for our relationship if I came clean about this.
I feel like you're focusing way too much on the size of the problem here. I don't know how else to say it. Like... She loves you. She's satisfied in a relationship. She's not thinking about John Hamm.
She's still thinking about him now, 2 years later, so it can't have totally fled her mind.
Well, I mean, if you got hit by a train, you'd think about it once in a while, right? But I think what she's saying is...
That's an image I need in my head. Thank you.
Poor choice of words.
Yeah, sorry about that, Brian, but...
No, what I'm saying is that I care about you. And I care about you enough to be completely open and honest with you about my past. And so that's why I'm telling you about this, because you're a great person and I want to be with you. And aww. I want you to know that I trust you and to know all of these things.
So if Don Draper himself knocked on our door and said, Teresa, I can't stop thinking about that night in New York City 2 years ago, that wouldn't stir something up for you? You'd be like,
No, I'm sorry,
no.
John Hamm. I'm going to stay with Brian.
I would choose you. You're better than John Hamm.
Oh, really?
You guys, that's the thing. Like, there's so much more about loving a person for women. It's not just about the physicality of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm serious.
Well, I mean, look, Brian, I mean, I think Teresa doesn't really care about John Hamm. She just wanted to be honest with you. And I think that maybe you should just be comfortable in your relationship and knowing you guys are fine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, I would choose you a million times, Brian. Like, I love you. When you come home tonight, I'll make it up to you, okay? I'll make you your favorite dinner, the chili dogs with the queso, and we'll just chill and relax.
No hot dogs, sausages.
Yeah, I was going to say, after this conversation, that's not the appropriate food to serve, Teresa.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text message in at 78592 that says, I wonder how many people are Googling John Hamm's junk right now.
Oh,
probably
God.
A lot of people, but on a daily basis, not just because of today's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And if you missed today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Teresa wanted to call Brian, and he just found out the worst news any man in any relationship could possibly hear, that his girlfriend of 2 years had a one-night stand with John Hamm.
Anyone but John.
I mean,
I know, right?
In the first couple weeks that they were dating. So
yeah, that doesn't even matter when it is.
Oh, my God.
The fact that John Hamm is who he is and has what he has makes it difficult. She wanted to tell her boyfriend because she didn't want that info hanging over their relationship. Mm-hmm. And she broke the news and had to basically beg him not to freak out and make a big deal out of the whole thing. But unfortunately, John Hamm's junk is a big deal in itself.
It's like
comparing a machete to a pocket knife.
You know, but it may not be that fun. I don't know. I mean,
that's true.
Maybe he just isn't that exciting in bed.
In the end,
I'm lying to myself.
Brian appreciated Teresa's honesty, but in the back of his mind, he'll always be thinking about John Hamm and the places John Hamm has been.
Oh, man.
Remember, if you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, just email the show. We'll help you with your situation as long as you make a very awkward phone call in exchange.